And now, Kenneth Williams reveals more secret life with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Hewson, Caroline Blakiston, Leslie Heritage, and Aubrey Woods in The Bloody Tower. And here is the man with the revelations, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Ever let your whimsy wander? I do. You'd be amazed if you knew where my whimsy had been. Oh, two other ages, for example. Because I was born out of my time, you see. I should have been a Regency buck wearing those figure-enhancing clothes which show off male attributes to such advantage. Mind you, life had its drawbacks then. You see, the niceties weren't there. I mean, sanitation. They didn't have it, you know. Oh, no. And in the summer, with my sensitive nerve, They didn't have the sewers. They didn't have any sewers, you know. Don't open the window and chuck it out. It's a disgrace. Oh, it's a disgrace. Compared to that, I can tell you, pigeons were a minor hazard. Yes, you know. Well, you've gone rich, I can tell, yes. Well, I'm giving you this historical preamble, you see, because today's adventure has as its background the most famous old building in London, a grim, forbidding edifice steeped in the blood of a thousand infamies. But it's on a much lighter note in an equally famous building, my little flat, that we begin our strange tale. Quick, slow.
Oh, it's heavenly dancing with you, Kenny. Our two bodies moving as one to the sensual jungle rhythm of Victor Sylvester. Our flushed cheeks touching. Your hot, passionate palm burning like fire through my thin chiffon blouse.
Oh, sorry, I thought I'd pitched my cigarette out. Now, let's stop a minute. Stop. Try the other way around. I'll be the man and you pretend to be the woman.
All right. I'm not certain I know the steps, though.
It's easy for the woman. She just has to move her feet out of the way before the man steps on them, see?
Hey, what's behind this sudden passion of yours to learn dancing, Kenny?
A man must have all the social graces, Maeve. Now I'm going to do a little tricky bit in the corner.
Shall I wait outside?
You misunderstand me. It's my new step, a reverse turn. Now, here goes. Look out. Oh, sorry, Maeve. I must have done a cross buttock by mistake.
Help me out of the coal scuttle, then.
All right. Oh, yeah. There.
Is there any damage?
Turn round. Oh. We'll have to do the black bottom next, I think.
I could do with a rest.
Well, wait a minute. We'll have an interval then. Spit and draw time, as they say at the Savoy.
There's something behind this, Kenny.
No.
I mean, ballroom dancing, books of etiquette. You're up
no.
to something.
No, I am not. Stop it.
Can I spell mothballs?
Yes, that could be from my dinner jacket.
You've got your dinner jacket on under your pullover?
Yes, I might be popping out tonight.
Oh, well, I'll go and get my coat then.
Yeah, alone.
Aha! And what's this piece of paper that's just fallen out of your pocket?
But it's private. That's private. Don't look at it.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
You've no right to read.
The Burt Rawlings Agency? London's leading male escort bureau. All escorts from fully attested and accredited stock. Look me straight in the eye, Kenny Williams. What's all this about?
Nothing. Just an odd bit of paper I found lying around.
You're the one who's lying around.
Ooh.
You've joined this agency, haven't you? You've become a male escort.
I want of it.
So you become a gigolo.
A gigolo? How dare you, a gigolo? I am not a gigolo.
Get an old ladies to pay you for taking them out, and heaven knows what.
There's no heaven knows what about it. Just taking them out.
Being paid by women, living off their earnings. There's a nasty word for that, Kenny.
Honest, soi malipont.
That's the very word I was looking for.
How dare
you've led a good, clean life up to now,
that's
Kenny.
True, that is
I'm not
true.
Having it ruined by these jaded society Harridans looking for a new taste.
I don't care what you say. I'm going out. My first assignment's a note. Escorting a dear old lady. She's called Miss Sarah Goodbody. We're going to see bed knobs and broomsticks.
It's the bed knobs I'm worried about, not the broomsticks.
You'll excuse me. I'm just going to slip on my white tie, my top hat, and my tails. I'm putting on my top hat. Don't wait up for me. I'm tying on the white tie. What are you doing?
Oh, go then, Kenny, go. Be some old girl's plaything. But don't you come back crying to me if she takes from you that which is treasure beyond price. reward.
Perhaps I'd better stay outside.
Oh, I do beg your pardon, Sir Charles. I thought you were someone else.
The milkman is on his way up, I believe.
No, I thought you was Kenny. Oh, come on in, Sir Charles, Mr. Tomkins. I'll make you both a cup of tea.
Thank you. This is where he lives, Tompkins.
Good Lord.
Precisely. Maisie is supposed to live next door.
Yeah.
What's happened to the decent life?
Yeah.
So Williams is out, Maisie.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, damn, and Miss Gibbs isn't in either. I wanted you all to stand by tonight. We've had the tip-off. Bra intends to pull off something really big. Any idea what Williams is doing?
He's got himself this job with the Burt Rawlings Agency for male escort. Telegraphic address... Stallions, London.
Oh. The way these amateurs lower the turn of the service, Tompkins.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a phone number for this agency? We must get hold of them.
I'll look it up in the phone.
But we haven't got all day, you know. First Miss Gibbs, now Williams.
Oh, that's funny. It's not listed in the phone.
Well, leave it then. I can't waste any more time on him. Now what?
I just realized, sir, the initials. Burt Rawlings Agency. B-R-A.
Bra! Good Lord. So they've lured him into a trap.
You know what this means, sir.
Tee up.
Leave it to me, Tompkins. I'll break it gently. I'm afraid Bra have got Williams, Maisie. He's probably dead by now.
What?
The agency was a fake, Maisie. He's in Big Brother's clutches now.
Oh, where's the justice in this world? He's been rude for years. He just goes clean, and this happens.
Well, I wish there was something we could do, but we've no clues, nothing. Have you found something, Tompkins?
Yes, Sir Charles. This piece of paper in the waste bin.
Half a pint of sterilized, and I'll pay you next week.
No. The other side, sir. There's an address.
81A Poshville Mansions. Good body.
That's the old lady he was going to meet.
I think I stumbled onto something, Tompkins.
Oh.
This could be the address we want. Come on, we'll pick up the police on the way over. Let's hope we're not too late.
This is it. Behind this door, a grey-haired old lady is waiting for her Prince Charming to take her out. Well, it's not fair to keep the old dear in suspense. Just knock on the door with me, Kane.
Good evening.
Good, yep.
State your business, Buster.
Oh, I'm your man for the evening.
Mm. You got here just in time. The craving was becoming unbearable. Come in.
Oh, I better not if you don't mind. The BBC is so fussy these days. Besides
what?
You ain't got no clothes on.
Oh, I was just about to slip into the bath when you pounded on the door. If it'll make you feel any easier, I'll slip on my negligee. There. Is that better?
Marginally. Not the way they wrap up fruit in the supermarket, you see if you can't touch it.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Come in.
Oh, yeah.
Sit on this settee with me.
I don't think I should.
Oh, fuss yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's better. Yeah. You'll find everything soft and comfortable.
I've no doubt. I say, Miss Goodbody, do you mind not sitting so close to me? I'm only flesh and blood.
Aren't we all?
Oh, yeah.
Let me loosen your tie. Your Adam's apple's going berserk.
Oh, please. You're making me go all hot. Here, you'll have me mothballs steaming in a minute.
Why not take off your coat?
Oh, no, I'm not taking anything off, thank you. Look, we're going to the picnic.
Right. You wait here while I go and take my bath.
Oh, I'd put plenty of cold water in it if I were you.
Did anyone ever tell you you have a sexy nose?
Good evening, Mr. Williams.
Big Brother!
In person.
Oh,
how kind of you to walk into my little trap. No, don't move. Sarah has a gun.
So it was a trap, Harry. Very clever.
No, not clever, Mr. Williams. Simple, rotten meat will always attract a fly. And here we have another member of your organization. Bring her in, Ola.
Come on, Hudson. Miss Gibbs.
She can't speak, I'm afraid. She's gagged. Unnecessary precaution.
Kill me if you're likeless. Why, leave that fair woman alone.
No, we will kill you, Mr. Williams, and the girl, but not until tonight, when anticipation will have sharpened my appetite for revenge. At my age, I take my pleasure slowly.
How old are you, then?
Don't be impertinent. So, your death will take a very long time, but first things first, we are about to pull off our biggest job yet, one which will cripple Britain's prestige and prove a massive financial gain to the glorious Brotherhood. Tonight, your country will lose its most precious possessions, and your screams of pain will ring in my ears as I gloat over... Olaf, the window! What's that?
It's 4, 5 police cars, Master.
Oh.
It's the police. They're coming here.
Quick, sir, take the girl. We'll have to go out over the roof.
Do they take Williams with us?
No. Finish him off, Olaf.
Right?
No. On second thoughts, that would be too quick a death. Leave him. Our time will come.
Police, open this door.
Through the window and hurry.
Oh, Sir Charles.
Oh,
thank goodness you're
stop
here.
Stop it, William.
Oh,
William.
Sir Charles.
Of all the stupid, incompetent nincompoops, to let yourself be lured into such an obvious trap.
But it all seems so innocent and above board.
Above board? I suspected it was a fake right from the start, didn't I, Tompkins?
Not as I recall, Sir Charles.
Oh, you've got a memory like a sieve.
Thank
now,
you.
Did Big Brother say anything that might help us, William?
Oh, well, he said something about tonight the Brotherhood would have a great financial gain and England would lose its most precious asset.
Now, what is our most precious asset?
I don't like to say. I'm too modest. I'm really...
Was he alone when he said it?
No, that Olaf was with him and Miss Goodbody.
A proper teaser.
Oh, I don't think she was. I think she was a goer.
I think I've got it. A great financial gain. Where is the heart of Britain's financial system, Tompkins?
The Bank of England, sir.
Exactly. And that's where Bra will strike tonight. The Bank of England! Get your men together, Inspector. You're coming with us to the Bank of England.
Very good, sir.
Wait till I get in the coat.
Don't you think you've caused enough damage for one day, Williams?
It wasn't my fault, Sir Charles.
That's a matter of opinion. Now, if you'd really like to do something constructive for England...
Oh, I would, I would.
Then stay here, out of the way. Come, Tompkins, Inspector.
Let me have it.
Mama! Oh,
Kira! Oh, it's you, Mae. Oh. I thought you'd have deserted me with the others.
Oh, I wouldn't desert the lowest of the low, Kenny.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Come on now, cheer up. Show Maisie your crinkly little smile.
I'm not in the mood to show you anything.
Is this the spirit that won the war, Kenny?
Oh, you shame me. You shame me, Maisie. When the chips are down, us British bulldogs are at our best, as Mr. Schicklgruber found out to his cost. Below that Sir Charles Maisie. I don't need him. Let him go running around the Bank of England if he likes. I'm going to rescue Miss Gibbs.
Well, how do we do that, Kenny? We don't know where she is.
She might have managed to leave us a clue. We'll search the place. I'll do out here. You do Miss Goodbody's bedroom. Go
All
on.
Right. Person, hasn't she?
I find your innocence rather touching sometimes.
Hey, look at her nightdress.
Disgusting.
It's what they call a bedroom bikini.
I know, it's just the irate fallout.
I don't suppose she'll be coming back, so do you think I could have it?
It wouldn't do you much good, would it?
Why not?
Well, it's like a post office savings. You can't get more out of it than you put in, can you, dear? Oh, hello, that coat. The coat over there hanging up. Isn't it Miss Gibbs's?
Oh, you're right, Kenny, it is.
Oh, she might have left a message in the pocket. No. Oh, no, just this map of the underground.
Hey.
She's ringed round Tower Hill and written the word midnight.
Look. What does that mean, Kenny?
Don't you see, Maisie? Tower Hill. That's the stop for the Tower of London. And you know what's kept in the tower?
The crown jewels.
England's most precious possessions. Ooh. Exactly. Bra intend to steal them at midnight.
Oh,
her over my dead body, Mace. I could never look Her Majesty straight in the eye if I let them get away with it.
Can I help, Kenny?
You're a real little trooper, Mace. Oh, it's no place for a woman, but you're different. Yes, all right, Mace. Let's go home and get my property basket. I want the old beefeater's costume I wore when I was third baritone in the chorus of The Yeoman of the Guard.
London sure is the most historical place.
And Tower of London? And we at Buckingham Palace?
No, that comes later.
Oh, I see. My watch must be fast.
They say parts of these buildings date back to pre-Roman times.
Including the men's room, from what I saw of it. And look at that poor, decrepit old boy over there. He looks as if he dates from pre-Roman times, too.
Oh, that's a beef-eater, Elmer.
Beefy? Poor old devil looks as if he's never seen a piece of meat in his life. Say, perhaps he could give us a guided tour. Hey, you there, beef-eater.
Yes. Are you calling me colonial, sir?
We were wondering if you could give us a quick guided tour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We are in a hurry.
No, sorry, sir. It's against the rules. I can't do that. But seeing as how you are a rich American gentleman and you've got your charming, if ugly, wife with you, and seeing as how that's time for your waving under my nose, you're on.
What's that place over there?
That, madam, is the famous Traitor's Gate.
Wow.
Named after Sir Henry Traitor, what built it. A well escape maker he was. Through that very gate come the nine wives of Henry VIII to be burned at the stake.
They must have been the episode we missed, Elmer.
Yeah.
What wives were they?
Oh, they was Nell Gwynn, Flora MacDonald, you know, and Anna May Wong. Incredible. And over there, that tower there, that's where the two little princes, the illegitimate sons of the so-called Virgin Queen, were the Nazis. They was drowned there in a butt of lampreys. Butt of them, lad.
And what's that tower called?
Something rather rude, sir. Summerfry, I hope your good lady is as coarse and broad-minded as she looks, sir. Yes. That, it's called the Bloody Tower, after Sir Alfred Garnet, the famous swearer.
Isn't it fascinating, Elmer?
Oh, I could tell you lots more. I could tell you things make your hair curl. There, look, Tower Green there, where Drake was playing billiards when the Armada sailed up the River Thames and shot an arrow through his blind eye.
What are those fat, ugly birds?
There's a ladies' guild sharabang party, I think.
No, I mean the black feathered ones.
Those are the famous Tower of London ravens. Legend has it, if the ravens leave the tower, Gibraltar will fall. There's the bell. Closing time. All out.
Thank you. That was most interesting.
Not only interesting, sir, it was true.
Sure it was.
True as you'll get for a lousy fiver anyway. Everyone out.
What a cute old guy.
Yes, indeed he was. All right. He's gone. You know what to do, don't you, Sarah?
Yes, big brother. Slip this dope in the beef-eater's food.
Good. And I shall go and break the lock on the traitor's gate so that we can enter from the river at midnight without paying.
All out! Everybody out! All out! Maisie,
where are you?
I'm inside the cannon.
Well, you can come out now. Come on, everyone's gone.
I'm trying, Kenny. I'm pressing. I'm stuck.
Oh, Arthur, now, I'll jab the end of me pike in the touch hole. Should give you a bit of an impetus.
No! Don't you dare, Kenny Williams. Oh. All right. I managed.
Come on, then.
Oh. Now what? What's that?
The beef eater's dinner gong. Roast ox and chips there, Adam. You bought any food for us?
Yes. Let's sit on the grass and eat it.
What is it? Salmon and shrimp sandwiches. I'm supposed to be a beef eater, you know.
Oh, you're meat mad. I've got you some beef and onion crisps.
No.
Soon gets dark, doesn't it?
Especially at night.
It's lovely sitting here with you, Kenny. The stars above us, the damp grass beneath us. the end of your pike glinting in the moonlight. That was naughty, Kenny.
What was?
You pinched my thigh.
I didn't. You mind? I'm eating.
Oh! Oh, you've done it again.
Haven't.
Well, I'm not complaining, Kenny, but can I finish my sandwich first? I don't want a hiccup.
It's not me. It's that rotten raven. Get away. Go on, get away, you brute. They used to pick the eyes out of the heads on Tower Green after the execution.
Oh, well, no wonder the poor thing's hungry. It's 8 o'clock.
4 hours to midnight.
4 hours in close proximity, lying side by side on good green grass, with none but the stars to share our guilty secret. Is there anything you want, Kenny?
You know, there is, Maze.
Oh, just name it and you can have it.
I want a nibble. And me beef and onion crisps.
It's midnight.
Midnight? Oh, right, I'll get back to my own bed. Midnight. Oh, midnight, yes, midnight. Has anything happened?
It's been as silent as a tomb. Oh. I haven't seen a beef eater in ages.
Oh, I expect they're all in bed.
But shouldn't they be guarding the crown jewels?
You're right. Come on, let's have a little nose round and see if we can see anything.
I don't like this, Kenny. It's creepy and evil.
Down this very passage, Maze, the ghost of Anne Boleyn is said to walk, moaning softly and carrying a dripping severed head underneath her arm.
Oh, Kenny!
I'm only trying to cheer you up.
Did you make that noise, Kenny?
Well, a bit of the chattering teeth and the knocking knees, but nothing else. Nothing else, Maze. No.
Kenny! Kenny!
I'm in this doorway. You can hold my hand if you like. Please!
Well, all right, Kenny, there. Oh. Go on, then. Hold it.
I am holding it.
You're not!
The noose hand am I holding. Oh, no!
No, come back, Kenny. It's all right. Look, it's a beef eater. Oh, look, he's asleep.
He's not asleep. He's not asleep, Maze. He's been drugged.
Drugged?
Drugged, yes, look. And there's another one. Another one. Another one over here, look. Oh. This is Bra's work. They've drugged everyone. They can now walk straight in and steal the crown jewels.
If we let them, Kenny.
You're a plucky little chap, Maze. There may be hundreds of them, but by Harry Seacombe, we are British, and you're decent Britisher is worth thousands of your rotten foreigners.
Kenny, they're coming.
This is it, then. Roll up your sleeves, Maze. We'll show them how Englishmen die.
Well, I know it's selfish to suggest we shouldn't die for our country, Kenny, but couldn't Britain win for a change?
I like the sound of that, Maze. Yes, it appeals to me. We'll try subterfuge. Hide in the door until they pass.
Forward, gallant men of the Brotherhood. Let tonight's efforts be crowned with success. Crowned, you hear it?
A wonderful night for drama.
Indeed, Olaf. And if only we had the Weasley Face comedian in our clutches, my happiness would be complete.
I wonder what Weasley Face comedian he's talking about.
I only know one, and that's you, Kenny.
That's charming.
Sarah, my child.
Yes, big brother.
A job requiring the feminine touch. Mm. Drag this sack to the river and drop it in, would you?
As good as done.
And join us later. Here, wait for me, men.
Quick, hey, Maeve. Let's grab that Sarah and see what she's got in the sack.
I've got her, Kenny!
Pay for this, Williams.
No, I won't pay for it. I'm having it free. Tie her up, Maze.
Yeah, all right.
And I'll see what's in this sack. Oh, feels like two warm puddings.
Mr. Williams!
Miss Gibbs! Put a gag on Sarah, Maze. We don't want them both talking at once. Here. What were they going to do to you, Miss Gibbs?
Drown me in the river. I don't know how to... Thank you.
Oh, well, I could think of a nice way, but the BBC wouldn't allow it. Our place is not here, Miss Gibbs. It's at the Jewel House. We must see if we can foil these blackguards in their dastardly scheme. Shh, quiet. They'll hear us.
That's the Jewel House, Kenny.
Yes, I can see it.
There sounds an awful lot of them in there.
Over 60 and all armed.
Then let them shoot us. Our bodies will form a barricade to keep them in.
But there's only three of us, Kenny. Our bodies would be more like a doorstep than a barrier.
I'm glad you taught me how about Maggie. I regretted it as soon as I said it.
Better to lose your life than your honour. Some of us have still got it to lose.
No. Please, now break clean, ladies. Listen. You stay here while I creep over and have a spy through the window to see what they're up to.
Careful with that crown. It's priceless. What have you got there, Olaf? The orb and scepter, master. Give them to me. I shall hold these when I rule the world, Olaf. Arm in robes, the great crown of state on my head, the orb and scepter in my hand, the jeweled sword at my side. Liberace will never speak to me again.
Master!
What?
Through the window. Look, it's Williams.
Williams! After him, men! After him! Don't let him escape!
Kenny!
Maisie, Miss Gibbs, come on, they've spotted us.
The Black Prince's ruby for the man who brings me his head on a platter!
Get down, shoot your gun!
Keep your head down, Kenny, they're firing!
Yes, had the guns fire at OK Corral. Had a good evening.
There you go!
Don't trap men, so take it nice and slowly.
Oh, Kenny!
Oh, you cruel and wicked building. You've claimed your share of victims, but none so pure and fair as you're claiming tonight.
Is there no hope?
I'm afraid not.
What's that thick rope going up to the ceiling?
Don't touch that rope. It holds the portcullis up. If that comes crashing down, we'll be trapped inside and they could just pick us off through the holes. Wait a minute. If we could get them inside. Miss Gibbs,
yes.
Do you think you could do an impersonation of Sarah Goodbody's voice?
Any place, any time, Buster.
That's marvelous.
Thank you.
I couldn't tell it from the real thing. Oh, she's a virtuoso, a real virtuoso, isn't she, Maid?
If you believe that, you'll believe anything, Kelly.
That's because you're not one. Now listen, Miss Gibbs.
Yes.
This is what you have to do.
Steady, men, steady. They can't get away from us, so just take your time.
I can't see them, master.
They're there, Olaf.
Hey, big brother!
There, that's Sarah. Where are you, my child?
I'm tied hand and foot in this tower. Get me out, quick.
Where's Williams and the girls?
They've escaped and gone for the police. Now get me out of here before they come back.
We must save our men. Follow me!
Working. Cut the rope, Maisie.
Oh, I can't cut it. It's these nails, Kenny.
They're coming out again.
Oh, I'll try and cut it with my pike.
Hurry, Kenny. Hurry.
It's coming. We've done it.
What treachery is this?
Weaselly faced Williams triumphs again.
Oh, I can't wait to see Sir Charles' face.
Brilliant, Williams. Absolutely brilliant.
I was afraid you might think I'd done enough harm for one day, Sir Charles.
You don't want to listen to everything that fool Tompkins says. So, it was the crown jewels all the time, exactly as I suspected.
Yes, but how are we going to get Big Brother and his gang to the prison? There's 60 of them.
All arranged. I've got the police to send 2 coaches to cart them off to Pentonville. Here they come. Here
but to Charles.
Now, don't try and get your finger in this pie, Tompkins. This is my show.
Yeah, thank
they
you.
They know what they're doing. Get them in the coaches as quick as you can, men.
Stop.
You know, the Prime Minister wasn't too pleased with being called to the phone at 2 o'clock this morning. But when I told him of my triumph, he said he'd come down personally.
Oh.
The pinnacle of my career, capturing Big Brother and all the Brotherhood single-handed. With your help, of course.
Oh, what I did hardly matter.
True. Ah, there they go. Take good care of them. Lord Prattle. Sounds just right, doesn't it?
In my extra chance of summer, I don't think it's going to.
What?
There seem to be another 2 charabangs coming through the gate.
Another 2? There must be some mistake.
Sir Charles Prattle. Inspector Higgins, sir. You phoned the station for 2 coaches to pick up the prisoners.
But they've already been, Inspector.
Already? Not from us, they haven't, sir. Whoever they weren't from the police.
Not from the police?
Must have been from Bra.
From Bra? Oh, no.
Oh, yes, sir. And here's the Prime Minister's car now, sir.
Oh, no. Tompkins, I shall hold you as personally responsible for this fiasco.
He's over here, Ted.
No, please, sir.
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blakiston, Leslie Heritage, and Aubrey Woods in The Bloody Tower. Also involved were John Hollis and Michael Kilgarry. The series is written by R.D. Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.